Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
Wait, Danny, you're up first. Which one do you think is mo' pussy for Tommy to be afraid of? The Mets winning a World Series.
One of these is losing a sense.
And the other one is, yeah, losing a sense, going blind.
Oh, no, Meek Phil's going to tweet it.
Oh, Meek Phil's going to fucking destroy me at work today.
It's so much deeper than that.
All right, welcome to The Bracket, episode 176. Today we have Owen, we got Mook, and we have Danny Conrad joining our normal crew for an episode that we talked about a while ago, Tommy's Biggest Fears. We've been teasing this one for a little bit. Did you get like afraid?
I've been nervous even writing the list. Like I would write it in my notes and I'd be like, "Ooh, I got to get off this notes app."
Did you have to delete anything because it was too scary?
No, I sort of went through. Now some things I want to preface. The seeding is not exact. Like to me, it was more like top 16 things with some chain games. I'm not going to say it's number one through 16 biggest fear, but these are the biggest fears. How they're ranked, you know, is a little more arbitrary, but and I will
you're
say
such a pussy, dude.
Yeah. Well, I will say I'm also a changed man. Like I in El Salvador recently, I was zip lining, I was on a bungee type swing, I did ATV riding. So this is sort of pre El Salvador Tommy fears. Post El Salvador Tommy can do just about anything.
Okay, you did.
Oh wow,
I feel like we saw your entire trip. More or less.
Oh, no, you did not. There was a lot more scary stuff that I just don't have the footage of yet.
Very interested to see that. Before we talk about that, let's talk about Game Time. NBA playoffs are here, and the only place to buy hard-to-get playoff tickets is Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, view from your seat, and the lowest price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying NBA playoff tickets. Prices on the app actually they go down. Closer you get to tip-off, you could save up to 60% when buying last-minute tickets. And look, I just looked up right now, right before we started. Tickets for the Knicks at Pacers, that is tonight, $753 on the lower level. These are like the view in the seat is actually kind of awesome. You see that? I don't know if it's like turning because that turns.
Yeah, very nice.
Incredible seats for $700 to go see the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, super cheap prices. So what are you waiting for? Go buy those tickets to the NBA playoffs right now. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game time.
Game time.
That's right. Yeah, nice. You got it. Nice.
Yeah, I've heard those before.
Okay, so again, we are doing Tommy's biggest fears. He seeded them. He put them all together. First up, 12 seed.
Can I throw out something, too, is maybe do you want me to start every time? Like I know what we usually do a snake for who gives their answer first, so I could sort of talk through each one a little
bit. Yes, absolutely. You will start each voting round.
Are we going to vote based on how much we agree?
I think
personally,
so.
Personally, or... How pathetic they are,
I guess how pussy they is. Yeah.
See, I was thinking we were voting it like how much we agree or disagree that the thing is scary, but I guess that does make more sense to say someone's more unreasonable. But I think it's with it.
I kind of want to vote on the more pussy.
Yeah, let's vote. I think most pussy. How pussy they is.
Okay,
I think a lot of them are really, really not pussy.
We'll see about that. Starting out with the number 12 seed, Tom Riddle from Harry Potter.
Well, I mean, that's very pussy.
That is a fictional character.
I didn't know that was going to be the first one.
Voldemort. Yeah. He was just a boy.
Yeah, I've said this before. He was the reason I stopped watching the Harry Potter movies. It wasn't Lord Voldemort. It was the teenage Tom Riddle I found very creepy, very eerie. I was never big like, oh, check under my bed for monsters. But I remember thinking Tom Riddle's in my
closet.
It's
like being
afraid
of like baby Hitler, like not regular Hitler.
Yeah, something about him really perturbed me.
Yeah. So Tom Riddle, again, not Voldemort, not the scary guy whose head is that of a snake, which I could see being pretty scared of. Like that makes sense. But the teenage Tom Riddle going up against our number 5 seed, a brain hemorrhage.
Yep.
Tommy,
yeah, that could happen at any time.
Yeah, that scares me a lot. It's something that I think about a lot. I had a family friend die from it. Like, it just scares
me. You say hemorrhage, do you mean like aneurysm? Or do you mean just like
that
any sort of...
Something like
brain aneurysm is just like that. Like, yeah,
to clarify for the audio listeners, I was saying what to Tom?
Tom Riddle.
Riddle, not brain aneurysm.
Yeah, Tom Riddle was.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought you were thinking about brain aneurysm, which that scares me for sure. So brain aneurysm versus Tom Riddle from Harry Potter. Tommy.
I'm going to go brain aneurysm. I'm voting for what scares me more. I've sort of conquered the Tom Riddle fear. The brain aneurysm fear is ever present. Dude,
I think I would go for which one, which more pussy it is. What do you say?
Most. Yeah. What is it?
Mo pussy it is. I got to say the Tom Riddle one's a little mo pussy because, again, that's not even the scarier iteration of Tom Riddle. He later on has the facial features of a snake.
Listen.
Yeah, I just had to Google it. I thought he was going to already have the
slits
formation
in the
nose of Voltimore. He's just
kind of good looking.
He's just a handsome boy with like a powerful pushover.
Maybe there was an intimidation factor behind it.
Yeah, like he almost like he looks like Matt Damon and talented Mr. Ripley.
And he's also like an apparition. Like he's not real. Like he's like a kind of a ghost. You know what I mean? Like he's like the manifestation of a book.
That's scary.
Were you attracted to him?
No.
So we are 1-1 right now. Owen?
Aneurysm.
Wait, sure. No, we're saying which one Mo Pussy is.
Oh, right. Then opposite, of course.
Yeah, Tom Riddle. Mook?
Yeah, Tommy, you're afraid of a wizard. That's pretty, a fictional wizard. Tom Riddle, he is a creepy guy, I will say. He's a creepy bull. And in Hogwarts terms, he's the closest thing they have to like a school shooter. But in general, he is a fictional character. It is more pussy to be afraid of that. So, Tom Riddle.
Are there no shootings in Harry Potter?
No guns, as far as I know of.
I stopped watching after Tom Riddle popped on the scene. I can't really say.
Nick.
I think Cho Chang has a gun.
Of all the characters.
Jack, that would have you throbbing.
Yeah. Cho Chang, gun up like, oh yeah. Gun's up.
Crab and Goyle, stay strapped.
Yeah. So you're going to go with Tom Riddle?
Oh, yeah, yes.
The teenage boy versus a brain aneurysm, KB?
Yeah, the cute Slytherin. I'm going to take the cute Slytherin teen.
KB?
Yeah, I'm looking him up. He seems really, really handsome. I'm sure they made him to be a little spookier based on his character, but that's far and away more pussy than a brain aneurysm.
Danny?
Yeah, this is, if anything, the nice version of Voldemort. And not to mention, it's a 14-year-old boy, maybe. I think
the
this
actor
is
was, I bet, at least 19.
Oh.
He had a mature, distinct, menacing vibe.
It's
about
played
him.
By Ray Fiennes' son.
Whoa, huh. No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Scary.
Ooh, that's a fun fact.
Not scary at all. He's so fuckable now.
Oh, that's Hero Fiennes. Wow. That's his nephew. Yeah.
So, yeah, he was a half-blood, Tommy. Did that bother you?
No. That definitely was a problem.
No, that doesn't scare me.
So Tom Riddle is going to move on, our number 12 seed. Now we have the number 4 seed versus the 13 seed. We just talked about it very recently. Driving on the Highway, our number 4 seed. Pretty high up on the pussy meter right now. Going up against number 13 seed, Pigeons Attacking You.
Yep. sort of talk through each one. Driving on the Highway, notoriously a big fear of mine. Did it for the first time on Roan.com recently. But yeah. I think over 30,000 people per year die on the road in the U.S. in accidents. It's scary. I like traffic. I like being able to stop and sort of reset, rest my ankle, reset my brain.
Rest your ankle.
Rest your ankles. You can't really do that on the highway. And I've never been that good of a driver. I drive local. I just feel like I'll fuck something up. And pigeons, I mean, pigeons are any bird. Like, truly at any point could have their way with you. They could just fly right into your face. Claw your eyes out. It's crazy it doesn't happen more often. I guess that's sort of... It
happens in Australia a lot. I think magpies love getting little boys.
Yeah, but there are times I'll walk by pigeons and I'll think, this thing could absolutely have its way with me right now if it wanted to. Bigger scare? I think I actually have to go pigeons for me now because I conquered the fear of driving on the highway. I drove
Would
on it.
Would you do it alone?
Could I do it alone?
Would you?
Yeah, it actually sort of gave me the itch to drive a little bit more. I drove on ATVs. I'm sort of entering my driving era, if you will. I think the pigeons is – and also it's avoidable. Like driving on the highway, I've been able to avoid outside of 10 minutes for 29 years. So the pigeons, I'm going to walk home later and there's going to be pigeons ripe to just really have their way with me.
I don't think I've ever heard of a pigeon attacking just someone.
Yeah, well – You think about it.
I guess besides the movie The Birds, I guess. The Hitchcock one, right?
Yeah.
Danny.
Yeah, Tommy's fear of driving on highways has pissed me off before. We went on Storm Chasers, which is like an 8-day road trip. And the whole time, like before we got there, I'm like, all right, I could drive this day. Trey can drive that day. Zav's out, couldn't reach. Glenny, Nikki smokes. And Tommy's just like, well, I'm not part of this. I just don't drive on the highways. I'm like, do you have a license? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, then I think you should rightfully have a turn on the highway.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but what did I do in return? Me and Zav stayed in the back of the car the whole trip. That was sort of my give
what about
back.
Like when you had a date in high school? Did you draw it like if you wanted to go somewhere?
I didn't have a date in high school, you fool.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
But yeah, the highway here, it could be almost less traffic. It could be slower moving than some side streets because it's always so congested. Pigeons, I don't know if I've ever had even the thought of one about to attack me. They run away pretty quickly. A pussy meter, it's just a really bad look to not be driving on the highway, so I'm going to have to go with that.
One vote for driving on the highway, KB.
Tommy, did you ever write any auto fiction about going on dates or getting laid in high school?
When I was a kid?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I would daydream.
Oh, wait, now?
No, I'm not. Madden character is
Jesus Christ.
Right. Madden character is nonstop fucking. I don't know if I'm writing that as much as I'm... Well, I guess
I know you had written that you were in movies, etc. I don't know if you were ever writing for present day.
No, that'd be weird. So
we are one-to-one right now, KB.
This is interesting because pigeons, obviously, not scary one bit.
Disease. Mm.
I get, yeah, but driving on the highway is so unscary that we know the stats, we know how dangerous it is, and we still do it, like, unconsciously. We look at our phones and do it, we nod off and do it, we get drunk and do it. Mm-hmm. It's just not scary for some reason. It's infuriating and frustrating, but I might have to go driving on the highway.
One for driving on the highway. The only time I was ever scared of it was after Final Destination 2. That was the only time I was ever...
The log truck.
Can I ask you this, Tommy? Is it more merging, getting on and off, than it is just going 65 miles per hour?
All of it.
It seems to be you're worried about sore ankles afterwards.
Sore ankles,
Sore ankles. Merging's obviously the big thing. But yeah, even just on... Like, I'm just like, I don't want to have to be driving on the highway that long. Like, even when I'm in the middle of it, it's like anything could happen at any point. I get bored of it. I want to get off.
So you just like prefer to fly? If you had like a private helicopter, that'd be like the dream, right?
Fuck no! Did you see what just went down in the river?
Good point. So Nick,
I mean, there are a lot of pigeons. They are wild animals. I think like Fabio got hit in the face by a bird riding a roller coaster.
Yep.
That would suck.
Ruined his modeling career.
Yeah, smashed his face.
Yeah, he had a ghost fucking being dude. Where's my car?
You think the guy who took that still living off the Shutterstock residuals?
What?
The guy who took the picture of Fabio.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he owns a professional team. I think he owns the Minnesota Lynx.
The guy who took the picture?
Yeah. Oh my driving God. On the highway is the most boring part of driving. Like, when you do it, do you guys ever just, like, zone out so hard you just, like, come to at your destination? Mm-hmm. That's always really scary.
Very.
Like, how many bodies did I leave in my wake? But it's driving on the highway. It's so mindless.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
I'm going driving on the highway.
Yeah, some people even call it peaceful.
They're everywhere. Like, you're really shutting yourself off of the world. Like, I used to be deathly afraid of flying, and now I'm just regular afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I realized how I was shutting myself off from the world. You're shutting yourself off from the tri-state area.
Yeah.
Like, you're really committing to a very small area.
I have other ways to get there. Other people can drive. Ubers, trains, planes. I've been pretty unaffected by it.
You don't know that.
So we are 3-1 right now in favor of driving the highway, Mook.
I called Tommy a pussy before this started.
You're also a pussy, for the record.
I just took a sip of my water. It went down the wrong hole. I've been struggling for the past 5 minutes. I also don't drive. So we have more. Like, I'm all afraid to drive and driven a car in 5 years.
Oh, look at this gay ball.
Gay ball. Yeah. Get him.
I like that. But pigeons are scary. You guys ever see Home Alone? They fuck up Marv.
Ooh, they do.
They fuck up. Oh, I think they fuck up Marv. I'm going to pigeons here.
Yeah.
Well, pigeons is more.
Pigeons are more scary. So you think the mo-pussy is driving on the highway?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, oh, you're right. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like exponents with negatives.
I am a big fat pussy gay ball for that. Yes.
Yeah, specifically a gay ball. Owen.
I think being afraid of driving on the highway is mo-pussy.
Mo-pussy.
Yeah. Somebody in my car in driver's ed was like super afraid of it, like you. And I don't know. My argument to her was, I find it easier than any other type of driving.
Well, it is easier. Your options are, you don't have any options. You're going straight.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you bring up driver's ed. I think that's sort of the impetus of all this, is that the day we're supposed to learn how to drive on the highway in driver's ed, it snowed, and so we didn't go on the highway. So I never learned how to do it in driver's ed. And I think maybe if I had just got it out of the way in driver's ed, it'd be a whole other ball game. But the more I put it off, the more it became this, you know,
post-traumatic snow disorder. Right.
It seems like they skipped over a big lesson there.
That is a huge.
And also on my and it's same thing happened to Frank the Tank. Snowed in driver's ed, didn't have to do it. And we both didn't have to parallel park on our driver's test.
Really?
Because there was too much snow on the ground.
That's something. Jesus. If you don't want to ever do, you don't have to.
Yeah, that's true. So driving on the highway is going to move on. Now we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 9 seed is ticks. It used to make me scared. Lyme disease, I feel like that propaganda that really get in your head a little bit. But
ticks are very scary. Anytime I'm outdoors and in the wooded area, I'm always checking for ticks. I believe I've had 3 ticks on me in my life. Flicked them off pretty quick.
You didn't burn them off?
No, but...
Oh, they hadn't like dug in yet? Okay.
Yeah, so... But ticks, very scary.
And that's going up against the number 8 seed, which...
You had one covering the entirety of your penis, didn't you?
Bit it clean off.
You have Lyme disease just in your cock.
All this ticks covering every bit of my penis.
Oh, my God. Imagine a tick in your penis hole.
Ooh. Why do you say... Okay,
no.
No,
I don't think that I will.
That's going up against the 8 seed, which is the power grid going down. You talk about this a lot.
Yep.
He does.
You are terrified of this.
The power grid going...
I think this was one of the first things we've ever talked to. One of my first few days at Barstool, you brought up the power grid.
No, the power grid's within the last couple of years.
It's been way bigger.
Oh, yeah. It might have been COVID.
I think
COVID, I did sound the alarms on early. You're
Nick,
welcome.
I think Sass had a big phase of this as well.
Was Sass a power grid?
He was like, the most
guy,
realistic apocalypse is all internet and Wi-Fi goes down forever.
It's true.
Yeah.
And it's like pretty easy. We don't have great security on our power grids. And like it just takes one foreign attack to shut them all down and possibly not get them back up, and I would wither away quite quick.
No, did you just watch the movie Leave the World Behind?
This was before I even watched that movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the one with
that movie was sort of based
produced
on
by
fear.
The Obamas, yeah.
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 Do the math.
So your vote first, Tommy, the ticks versus the
maybe
power
I won't
grid.
Vote and I'll sort of be the tiebreaker if I need to be. I could just sort of lay
okay,
out.
I'll vote then. Because
I'm not voting on what's it's weird for me to vote on what's more pussy, you know?
Okay.
I'll be a tiebreaker if I need to.
Then I'll vote and then you tiebreak if we need it. Okay, so ticks versus
maybe the volunteer ref, which is one of the pussiest.
That's also yeah. I'll ref, you guys play.
I'm sort of a moderator, if you will. Yeah.
So ticks versus power grid, which one's mo pussy? I think the power grid, like, it's so, like, nebulous, I don't feel any fear for that whatsoever. I'm a little more afraid of ticks because Lyme disease is real, and, like my cousin got Lyme disease from ticks, so I have a rational fear of it, I guess. So I'm going to go with the power grid. I think the power grid is a mo pussy thing to be afraid of. Owen?
Yeah, I would agree. Ticks are realistic. I've had ticks. I want to say I had a tick on me once long enough that it turned rainbow.
What the fuck?
Whoa. Like a gas station puddle.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess those are scarier than... I don't know.
Power grid goes down, that's way scary.
Yeah, if zombies come, that's right. Scary.
It's definitely more scary. I'm just not as afraid of
it.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah.
I think it's like a misery loves company thing. I would rather the power grid go down than me get a tick.
Yeah.
That just hurts me.
Yeah.
At least everybody else.
Mook, it's 2 for the power grid right now.
I think the power grid is more alpha. Like, I there's like... alpha dudes out there prepping for the power grid to go down. They're storing guns. They're storing rice. They've been about doomsday prepping for a minute. The tick thing, I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah, alpha dudes love prepping because then you could have all the unprotected sex that you want.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say, I'm not prepping.
I mean, the rainbow ticks.
I haven't done a single lick of prep for the power grid going down. I just sort of talk about how it might happen. And if it does, I'm screwed.
You're still not prepared.
Still not prepared.
Yeah. So you're going to go with the ticks being mo pussy?
Yes, I'm going ticks.
Ticks, Nick?
I think both of these are scary.
Whoa. But which one are you more scared of? You. I think it's the
Lyme
question.
Disease would be miserable because there's no like end date. Like you could have it forever. You could have it for a couple months. And then you could have the tick that you can't have red meat anymore.
Yeah.
Which would suck. And then every time I walk through the woods, I'm paranoid. I like, you know, it could be on my back. It could be on my butt. It could be in my hair. The power grid, though, it's so out of my control. Right? There's nothing I can do to make that better. And so I think being horrified of something that you have no effect on is mo pussy. Mm. Is mo pussy.
So three for the power grid right now, KB.
I'm not aware of the power grid. It sounds like something I could be afraid of if I watched the right video.
You're talking about
like the apocalyptic effects of a power grid going out?
Yeah. I mean, if the power grid went down, we would all wither away.
I think.
What do you mean by that?
You keep saying wither okay, away.
That's pretty pussy.
Are you talking like a Y2K type deal?
No, yeah,
like
the argument is a ripple effect, right? That stock markets would crash, lootings would happen, blah, blah, blah.
There'd be no electricity,
up into it.
No running water.
Food chain, yeah.
Yeah,
but, and like, where would stand-up comics post their clips?
Exactly. True.
Oh my fucking god, the crowd work. Nightmare.
Mid-apocalyptic crowd work would be funny though.
It's funny. There would be people trying to do open mics during the apocalyptic power grid collapse.
Dude, Bob Dylan went to the fucking when the fucking Cuban Missile Crisis was happening.
Oh yeah,
try to go get his set going.
Yeah.
So, Katie.
I'm going with power grid. I think micro pests are one of the more rational fears you can have. Mm. Ticks, bed bugs, amoebas, out of your control. You're just in nature and then something really destroys your life potentially. Yeah, I'm going with power grid is mo pussy.
Power grid is mo pussy. It's going to win. But Danny?
Yeah, the power grid crashing kind of feels like there could be some fun to it, like when we had to like quarantine for a pandemic.
Yeah, it would feel like when the power goes out with a like a storm.
It would be right. So much worse.
I've never really been exposed to ticks, luckily, but the more we've been talking about it over the years, I feel like I'd be paranoid. Like that, if you live near a forest, that's just part of your everyday routine, checking for ticks, right?
The fact that it's just out in the open that Lyme disease is man-made, that like makes you question everything.
Mm-hmm.
Power grid more
posted. Once the dollar has no value, you think like prisoners with cigarettes and nudie mags, like that's the new
the
gold bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my that, god, yeah. Yes.
Right?
Or the guy that has the what do you call it? Stand-up clip saved on his phone.
Yeah.
No.
with battery left on it.
Well, yeah, he would need a strong bat.
Yeah, he has backup generators to play stand-up
to
clips.
He's got 20 different phones.
Connected to an aux cord. Clips.
Yeah, all an auxiliary generator. So the power grid's going to move on. Now we have the 1 seed versus the 16 seed chain game. We'll go through the chain options first. First up, never getting a chance with Sabrina Carpenter.
I just feel like we'd be perfect together. And I'm not one of those creeps who like idolizes a celebrity. It's like, oh, like I want, like I just honestly think we're meant for each other, and it'd be a shame if I never really get to experience that.
You see the picture of her with black hair?
Yeah, it didn't do it for me.
Really,
that
I mean, was my
it
favorite.
Did it for me, but I prefer her blonde.
Mm.
We'll
that
talk about
sense.
That when we meet.
A short.
She doesn't
blonde.
Really fit the Tommy.
I know
girl
that's
vibe.
How you know it's real. Honestly, like, wow. That's how you know it's fucking real. Like it's her personality and shit that's just like. I don't know. I just love her.
Yeah, none of you what have, you've seen has been curated.
Yeah.
No, I've seen her raw and emotional.
Yep. You ever see the clip of her, like, from that Disney show where she's being really racist towards her teammate in a basketball game?
No.
Yes, it's funny. It's
her, she's, like, talking to her black team and on a basketball team. She's like, just pretend it's a piece of fried chicken, you know? And she's
no
like, what?
Way.
Dude, I swear
was
to God.
Was that a Blutman joint?
I don't think so. It was some Disney Plus TV show.
I would have loved to have been in the room with him and Dan
was
Schneider for that
World?
One.
No, I don't think so. Was that the show she was on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was on, I think, other Disney shows as a kid.
I think it was a different... I don't think it was Boy Meets Girl. I think it was a different show, but... being sick on your wedding day.
Yeah, you know, sort of an out there thing, but it's something I think about whenever I go to a wedding. Like, God, it would suck to just be sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's supposed to be the best day of your life. Just being sick during it, that would blow.
Yeah. Being detained in a foreign country.
Yeah. You don't really have a way out necessarily, especially if they don't speak English.
I was so afraid of that when we said that Nikki Smokes was coming to Turkey with us. I was like, he's going to end up in prison. There's no doubt in my mind. Mm-hmm. But will he take any of us with him is my question. And luckily it didn't come to pass. Having to defend a girl in a physical altercation.
Yeah.
that's pretty good.
This is one that has happened before. I'm sure I've told this story. I was on a date with a girl and a guy like grabbed her ass on her way to the bar or to the bathroom. And she was like, that guy just grabbed my ass. And I was like, no. Just immediately doubt.
No, he didn't. I don't believe you.
Immediately. Nobody has believed women less than me.
Was
in
this
that
before or after, before or after you staged that exact scenario?
Years before. I referenced it in that video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was sort of the creation of that. Yeah, and then he, on the way back, she was like, see if he does it on the way back. And I like stared right at him, and he did it again.
Oh my god!
And I didn't see. Like, I guess he did it. You know, he's good. He's sly.
That guy could not list 16 fears if he tried.
Yeah. And
did you blame her attire?
No, but I was like, listen, shawty, we have
Team
two
Portnoy
options.
Portnoy move.
we have two options. We either walk out of here with you assaulted and me completely fine, or me beaten to a pulp and you still assaulted. Like the cat that
you're not going
to
get unassaulted.
Right, we can't. I believe I might
one
have
or
used,
two
we can't
assaults.
Unassault. Right, I believe we might. I might have used the term "we can't cry over spilt milk."
And how did you get a second date?
Yeah, it wasn't even a first date, so it was. She sort of knew.
And that's how was the ass?
I'm pretty. What?
Was the ass good?
Yeah, I mean, you see it, you grab it.
When we have to take those sexual harassment seminars, those should just be spilled milk class.
Yeah. So, man, I'm sort of always upfront about that with a girl early on now in a date or two. I'll be like, just so you know, if things go south, I'm not going to defend you physically.
Yeah.
That's establishing that you have to have with them.
Having to defend a woman in a physical altercation, bombing at stand-up, although you did do this on purpose.
Yeah, so that's different. That was not my own jokes. I did do that for a video. But the idea, and listen, I'd love to do stand-up, and I might do it soon, maybe, on some things. But the idea of going up there with my own jokes that I think are funny and people not thinking they're funny, that makes me want to kill myself.
Yeah,
and
it fucking sucks.
Yeah, I was going to say. So
I am going to make Tommy do that in September.
Yeah, so Mook and Nick, I respect you guys immensely for doing that. But yeah, that...
You respect them both for bombing and stand-up, you're saying.
No, thank you so much. For having the cojones to go up there and bare your soul.
Dude, what you did was way crazier.
I get that argument, but I think for me it was almost like acting, right? I was presuming this Mikey Badabupe character. Like, I didn't think the jokes were funny. I knew the expected reaction was to bomb. If you go up there with the expected reaction of these are my jokes, I'm going to get laughs, and you don't, that scares me. It makes me feel...
Yeah, because Tommy has best case scenario. He doesn't want them to laugh, but if they do, it's kind of a bonus. It's funnier if they don't laugh.
Getting lost at sea?
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Pretty to avoid that.
Pretty
one.
Avoidable, but you never know.
Almost a tear.
I wouldn't mind it happening to you. That would be really, really, really awesome.
You coming back? You'd be so tan and you'd have the stubble. You'd look like your dream
self. I'd be island hot.
Yeah, you'd be island hot. Yeah. New York City teenagers. This is very reasonable.
Oh, that's strong.
So I know Big Cat would always talk about California teenagers. I think they are scary. New York City teenagers, I guess I'm around them more. Like you mentioned, or White Sox Day before mentioned Tom Lye. Like kids who are, this is something I also think about future life. I like the idea of living in New York City my whole life and, you know, maybe raising a family here. But then I think like I'll be scared of my own child by the time they're 9.
They've got the soul of a 50-year-old man by 15.
Yeah, they're smoking cigarettes by 11. Like they're taking, like they are an intimidating breed of people.
And they are mean. They say things about you that you can't change. Like, they make fun of you for things that you can never...
They'll find things about you you've never thought about before.
And something you can never fix. Mirror maze houses?
Yeah, house of mirrors.
That scares you?
They're
scared. Or, like, confuses you? Or
Just something about them, I find them creepy.
Your own reflection?
Yeah, maybe that's sort of...
Did we go through one together?
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special, folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
At the Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
I was pretty scared.
You were really a really great partner to have through that.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've conquered it a few times, so that's why it's sort of in the Cheyenne game. But
what about mirrors above sinks that open and you kind of fracture yourself? Does that?
Oh, like where like you turn the two interiors of the vanity mirror and yeah. like you see refracted versions of yourself?
Oh no, yeah, that's nothing. I always
said that to a guy like you.
Yeah. Three mirrors,
what
no
am I,
problem.
A pussy?
Four or more mirrors.
I was trying to get the over under on mirrors.
Yeah. So to go through the options again: never getting a chance with Sabrina Carpenter, being sick on my wedding or on your wedding day, being detained in a foreign country, having to defend a girl in a physical altercation, bombing at stand-up, getting lost at sea, New York City teenagers, or the mirror maze houses. Let's start with you, Danny. Which one do you think should move on versus our one seed?
I think if you chalk it up to just big city teenagers, you're the most defenseless against them. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. They could have like a great line against you, make fun of you, and even if you say anything better back, you're still a loser for talking shit to a 14-year-old. I might have to... That's mine.
So, but yeah, but then you're saying that's not
most. Which one's Mo Pussy, though? Remember?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Pussy. We're doing the opposite.
Let me say, getting lost at sea, pretty Mo Pussy to me.
That's not pussy. Getting lost at sea.
I'm just not afraid of it, and it's avoidable.
Well, it's just like, how is that a fear of yours? You don't drive on highways.
You would be in any situation, you'd be with a lot more people on a boat.
You know,
correct?
What? Take getting lost at sea off.
No,
that's the idea. It's got
to be the opposite.
Yeah,
we keep it in and almost send it through.
Yeah.
It's pussy.
Yeah.
Danny, you want their options again, just now that you're thinking?
Please, sorry,
Never getting a chance to Sabrina Carpenter, being sick on the wedding day, being detained in a foreign country, having to defend a girl in a physical altercation, bombing at stand-up, getting lost at sea, New York City teenagers, and mirror maze houses.
Oh, mirror maze houses is the biggest pussy one, I believe.
Having to look at yourself?
Easily. Yeah, Tommy just sees himself everywhere.
That should be your dream.
A distorted image of yourself?
Oh, never mind. Yeah, that's bad. So one for the mirror maze houses, KB.
That has to be the most pussy of all of these, but I know that you have done these.
Depending what sick are we talking your wedding day?
That's like, what I was gravitating
to. Because you would have to be nonstop puking for it to even really be a problem.
I mean, hell, I wouldn't even want a cold.
Yeah, but it'd be really pussy if you couldn't fight through like a 99-degree fever for your wedding day.
Right.
I'm not saying I would want, but I think I would welcome a sickness on my wedding day.
Yeah,
or I got some pressure off. Yeah. In the hotel room.
Your flu game, but everyone
I'll probably
know
get a flu
sick.
Shot a couple weeks before.
And got good.
The day before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think, the wedding day?
Yeah, I'm going to go the wedding day.
So you're nice one pick. For the mirror maze houses and then one for the wedding day. Nick.
Being afraid of not getting a chance with Sabrina Carpenter is pretty weird. Yeah.
I couldn't even begin to relate to that or have it resonate. So.
You're not feeling regret. You're feeling fear from that.
Right. I go to
like
bed.
You think about not getting a chance. You're like, oh.
Yeah. It's scary. It's a scary thought to know that I might not ever end up with the woman I'm meant to be with.
You've shuddered before.
Tommy,
shuddered, yes.
I think it's a weird. I think she looks young.
Yeah. I mean, she's not.
Her aesthetic is kind of like a Polly Pocket.
Again, I will say she's not physically my type. Oh, she is.
She's 26. I mean,
like, right. So you're like, not usually into kids, but.
Yeah. That's what you're saying. Something about this one.
Now, is there a favorite version of her? Like, have you seen something, like an interview?
Yeah. Or? What was it that you were just like?
I watched her on Hot Ones. I've seen some clips of her on TikTok.
Boy Meets World.
Top 10 quirkiest. Top 10 quirkiest Sabrina Carpenter moments, things of that nature.
Maybe it's because you're really into dolls.
Mm.
Yeah.
American Girl dolls.
I do like fake-looking women. Like, I've never been one for natural.
We'll unpack that at a later date.
Yeah. I've never been like
real
natural
beauties.
That's not for today.
No, I don't like
She's
real women.
In weird places, though.
I think that's the weirder. That's
just weird.
That's pussy.
That's no pussy.
Is that pussy or weird?
It's... You want to swap, KB?
Oddly specific.
It's so weird that it's...
What's your elevator pitch to Sabrina Carpenter on yourself?
Yeah, you walk up to Sabrina Carpenter.
Well, that wasn't a hot start.
You ever hear a horse before?
It's not like, you know, listen, here's the thing. Love isn't a business deal. I'm not giving her an elevator pitch of why she should be with me.
You phrased it, you said the opportunity.
Right, I see her at a club or at a bar or at some
premiere.
So what's
the club
pitch?
To
her.
I'm just going to talk to her and spit game, sort of.
So she'll do the work conversationally.
Yeah, she'll sort of shoulder the load.
You have no idea what you'll bring.
I mean, the thing about me, my game, it's very in the moment dependent. Okay. Like, I don't go in with the, you know,
with set. A line.
Right. Yeah. I don't have a pickup line like that I use in person.
So we'll see one day if that ever happens. So we are one for the Sabrina Carpenter, one for The Wedding Day, and one for the Miramax houses. Mook?
Yeah, the high school kids is like a real fear. I went to school in North Philly, and I almost dropped a class because school let out around the building that I had to go to. They would call me Gaggy. They called me Ghost Bull. They were Ghost saying a lot of mean things to me.
They called me Ghost what?
Bull. They were saying a lot of things. I didn't understand a lot of it.
Yeah.
But I think we're forgetting that the House of Mirrors is designed for children.
Yeah.
That is a children attraction. I'm going to go with that for being the most pussy.
I get panicked when I'm in there too long. Like, oh my God, I'm never going to get out.
Right.
Like, I'm not afraid of the Hall of Mirrors. I'm afraid of like a helicopter evac of like this adult man getting out of
like, the house. The one we went through in the being shore on the local was pretty easy. Like, we went through a really easy one on the shore.
Where are their harder courses?
Tommy, would you go do the hardest one?
Black Diamond,
Diamond Slope. Yeah,
I mean, I'd rather
this
not.
This funhouse isn't even that scary.
Getting helicopter evac from a corn maze would be the most brutal thing. Or out on a fucking rope.
Honestly, trying one of those on any amount of mushrooms would genuinely be terrifying.
What are you going to go with, Owen?
Is it everything just has a one vote?
Two for the mirror houses.
Yeah, I like that. I'll push that through.
The Mirror Maze houses. I'd go for the Mirror Maze houses as well as the Mo Pussy.
Side note, Mook, you should spin the... Oh, he's gone.
He just jumped out.
He left.
My timing is impeccable. Another classic from Rotor.
How does he do it?
Back to you, Con.
So the Mirror Maze is going to move on and play our number one seed. I actually like this one a lot. A ladder from a fire escape falling down and crushing your skull.
Oh,
this has happened in a movie, I think, at least once.
So I talked about this when we did a dog walk. I think it was Worst Ways to Die a few years ago, and this was one of my picks. I think a lot of people are afraid of the grates, like the subway grates, and I get that. But to me, the more palpable fear has always been the... Because, like, you know, they're old fire escapes. You have to imagine they're not inspected that much. And, you know, I'll try to be present of it when I'm walking through the city and try to not walk underneath them. But you can't always sort of do that, always be thinking about that. And I would sort of say almost anything from a high-up thing just randomly falling and taking me out. Hubs' fiance recently was walking through the city and some guy just threw himself off a building, like a few feet away from her. Anything like that could happen. But the fire escape ladder sort of...
Yeah, it was Final Destination 2, by the way. I just watched the sequence.
Yeah, I've never even seen this, so I'm just sort of on the same
page.
Show
Tommy. Show Tommy right now. He escapes. Like, the whole thing was like he's in his burning apartment, and he manages to escape it.
Well, I mean, yeah,
slips on a plate of spaghetti.
It's a plate of spaghetti?
And then the...
That is the worst version of this, is that you slip on spaghetti and like a piano falls on your head.
I mean, he had a lot of waves out there.
Yeah, he could just roll.
He stood underneath the fucking ladder. Is
this going up against?
This is going up against the Mirror Maze from earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So the Mirror Maze versus falling in a fire escape ladder, falling down and crushing your skull.
No spaghetti inherently involved.
Like, this one, actually, even talking about this gives me fears. Like, that I'm walking home later and it's going
to
happen.
So which one of these do I think is Mo Pussy? I think I'm going to say the Mirror Maze, to be honest, because of rewatching that scene from Final Destination where the guy slips on the plate of spaghetti and it goes through his eye. Again, spaghetti makes it a little goofy, but it is a little scary. And sometimes, once or twice, I lived in my first apartment in New York City. I had a fire escape, and we had, like, every now and then, like, my girlfriend at the time would walk out onto it. I'm like, you're an insane person. I would never. These things are just covered in
rust.
Even
onto the fire escape.
Yeah, like hang out on the fire escape. Like, you're a crazy human being. I would never step foot on that. Owen.
Yeah, I think Mo Pussy would be the House of Mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a fire escape's gonna fall on you, but that's a semi-realistic OCD fixation. So
thank you.
I'll give it to you.
Two for the Mirror Maze right now, Mook.
The fire escape would be a cartoonish way to go out.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine the sound and everything would happen in real life. But the Mo Pussy is the other one.
The other one. What'd you want Owen to do? What'd you want Mook to do?
Oh, I think you should reclaim the name Ghost Bull. I think that
Yeah, that was cool.
That is kind of a cool name.
I think
cool.
It kind of
that was cool.
Kind of goes
it does
hard.
Does go kind of hard, yeah. But they said it with anger.
I know, but like,
oh shit, yeah, that's a little scary.
Picture your boys saying
mayo
it.
And whipped cream head.
Whipped cream could be cool.
Wait, mayo, one word like Madonna. That's tough.
No first or last name.
Cool Whip, Fluff. They had all the
damn.
Yeah,
some of those aren't that bad. I don't think cool Whip's kind of cool. Cool is in the word.
These guys wanted to be friends with you so bad.
Yes,
yeah, they're you.
Yo, what up, Cool Whip? And you're like, oh,
he's got a gun. Like you're just horrified of these guys calling you the coolest nicknames in the world.
Cool Whip is the best.
Like,
all right,
fuck, you didn't like Cool Whip. Let's try Ghost Bowl.
I might have been in a gang.
What's that one picture of you when you were a kid where you're at like a Cypher event or something?
Yeah, he was at a Cypher.
He was at a Cypher, yeah.
Luke was always ended up at fucking Cypher.
You were, though. What was that?
I was in a rap music video at the age of like 15.
Smile. Yeah, so
very out of place.
We are three for the Mirror Maze right now. Nick.
I mean, yeah, whoever said that it's in a fun house.
I mean, there's some in haunted houses, too. There's probably some in haunted houses.
Mirror mazes in haunted houses?
I'm sure you could find one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever? Okay. I'm still doing that.
Mirror maze, KB?
Yeah, it's the fixture at a fun house with no, like, age or height required.
Tommy was up late last night choosing between. Sorry, go.
Yeah, you're actually too old to be going.
Yeah.
Mirror Maze is going to win, but Danny?
I'm going to go Mirror Maze. The thing I'd be scared about most for the fire escape or like something falling on your head, a piano, is like when people hear that's how you died, it becomes way less sad.
Yeah.
It's like more focused on that. And
more
Tommy,
fun fact.
I think that would really get you. Yeah.
It's crazy if like a tragic death is a little funny.
Mm. Yeah.
Like the mayor of Wheeling, his mom got run over by a street sweeper.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your first feeling there isn't sadness.
So it's more of a what? Yeah. It was what? Yeah.
That's like
the guy that jumped off the propeller in the Titanic and hit the propeller in the Titanic.
It's like the guy that you remember in Austin Powers, like the guy that's like trying to not get run over the dude from Mad TV. He's like, no, stop! And it's going like 1 mile an hour on that steamroller or whatever. Mm-hmm. Fuck, you get run over by a street sweeper. Anyway, the Mirror Maze is going to move on. Before we get to the second half, let's talk about Rocket Money. With prices going up on just about everything lately, being smart with your money isn't just a good idea, it's essential. As Tommy always says, what do you say? Make your money work for you? What was your?
Oh, yeah.
That's an original quote, right?
That's an original quote. Yeah.
You were Buffett.
Yeah, you were Buffett one of the
Can't remember.
Yeah. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. See all of your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For ones that you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. Rocket Money's dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all of your accounts. Create easily personalized budgets with custom categories to help you keep your spending on track. See your monthly spending trends with each category to know where your money is going. And the new goals feature automatically saves money for you so that you don't have to think about it. Help pay off bills, put away some for a house, or just for your savings. Rocket Money makes it easy. I think a lot of people here have used Rocket Money before. I used it as well.
Right.
Super easy to use. Very, very helpful. Like kind of seeing all of your spending in one place. And again, them calling and canceling shit for you is the best. I always mention that they found this charge. I was getting charged, I think very specifically, it was $16.32 by Microsoft every single month for like 3 years, and I didn't even realize it. And they found it and canceled it. And every time I called Microsoft after that, because I tried to do it myself, they just didn't answer. So, but they figured it out. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money.
What time is it?
Rocket Money time. Go to rocketmoney.com/bracket today. That's rocketmoney.com/bracket. Rocketmoney.com/bracket. You'd probably hate living Warren Buffett's life, I think, because he lives so plain. He lives in
lives in Omaha,
fucking
right?
1,500 square foot house in Omaha, Nebraska. And drives like a 2008 Escalade.
Yeah, I mean, I would do different things with his money.
Yeah, fair. But I'm saying if you had to live his
first
specific
up,
life.
Sabrina.
Yeah.
She can't be bought.
So, on the other side of the bracket, we have the number 11 seed versus the 6 seed. The 11 seed is never finding a girl who truly understands me and loves me for who I am.
Hmm. Yep.
This feels similar to the Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, I sort of go hand in hand, but, you know, I look at relationships.
I like
where
that being in the same bracket of that happening, but you have a cold on your wedding day.
Yeah. There is one more wedding-related one coming. We'll sort of save that.
A guy grabs her ass while she's walking down the aisle.
Oh, my God. The same guy from the bar
shows up to your wedding.
Cousin?
Yeah.
You know, I was at Marty and Rhea's wedding recently. It was a beautiful wedding, and you really tell how much they love each other. And I just thought, there's absolutely no chance I'll ever love someone that much, and they'll never love me that much. I don't know if it's scary as much, as much as it's sad.
And that's going up, and Home Invasion is what's going up against.
Home Invasion as a kid was my number one fear. Whenever I started staying home alone, get home from school by myself every day, I had a very elaborate alarm. Like, I'd have my alarm, and then I'd have an escape plan. I guess it's a little bit less of a fear now because, like, in an apartment building, there's so many options. But yeah, it's scary. Like, I would much. People are always like, I feel like my parents would, you know, I would always lock the door as soon as we got home, and they'd be like, I feel it's a common thing, like, oh, well, we're home and we need to lock the door. That's exactly when you need to lock the door. Mm-hmm. Because then, sure, they could take your belongings, they could take your life if you're home. So, very scary.
You ever watch The Strangers? It's a home invasion movie. I believe it's Eddie's favorite movie or something like that.
Really?
I
don't
think so. Danny, yeah, we can back that up, I think. I think it was his favorite. It's a really scary home invasion movie. You might like it or be horrified by it. I'm not sure. So, the which one is Mo Pussy? Never finding the right girl that truly understands you and loves you for who you are, or a home invasion? Starting with you, Danny.
You know, on paper, the girl one sounds Mo Pussy, but there's also like two types of kids growing up. Those who would just run under the couch when they hear something at the door, or those who have had this whole plan mapped out for months now, how they would handle a home invasion.
Mm-hmm.
I think Home Alone could have been a bit of an impact on a lot of us. I think I have to go with, I might have to go with Home Invasion, actually.
Wow. Home Invasion is Mo Pussy.
Because sometimes you would like almost fantasize about, oh, if this happened.
That's crazy. That's
if this happened, I got the bat in my bedroom.
You belong in Texas, brother.
It's obviously
brother.
Delusional, but... Oh, can I think about this, actually? Can we go to Kyle?
Yeah, we can go to KB.
I don't think Home Invasion is pussy. That was like the premier fear growing up, and it just lingers with you every time you hear something, even if you live in an apartment on the 19th floor. Not finding a soulmate.
It's more common than you would think.
But yeah, the odds of that are, what percentage of people do you think marry their soulmates?
But you've given hundreds of girls, like, trial penis,
yes,
and still
none of them have really got me.
No one's resubscribed.
It's sort of their issue.
So that actually is a
amount of
TP. It looks like you're not going to get that.
Yeah, because like statistically,
I mean, I'm only 29.
They check every box. Yeah, but you haven't even gotten. You've never had anything serious.
Christ died in
30.
You've been on so many dates.
Yeah.
You've given your best self to
right.
literally hundreds of women.
Yeah.
And now, and next thing you know, you're going to be 35, and it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah. It's going to be the same thing. And,
your dating pool shrinking. It's like, that's a real fear.
Your standards are so high, they're going to have to get lower, but they won't.
Right.
And the pool that you'll be able to get them from will be so much less.
Are you getting
that's
into better
I'm
shape
it's
or
not
worse?
That pussy, because...
That's what I agree.
That's very, very
pretty,
real.
I guess it's a more common fear, at least said out loud for girls, just like not finding the right one.
The odds of him skipping over a soulmate, you've probably skipped over 5 to 6.
Ooh, yeah, probably.
Ooh, the girl whose ass you let get grabbed, potentially?
Every girl in their own right could have been my soulmate,
You guys had multiple dating shows to find your soulmate and had multiple winners.
Yeah.
So, KB, are you actually thinking about...
No, I think that's extremely rational for him.
For him.
So I'm going to go, Home Invasion is a little mo' pussy.
Home Invasion is a little more pussy right now. Danny, you think you want to stick with Home Invasion then?
Yeah, I think I do. I think I just talked myself into it. I think I'm scared of it too now.
So 2 for Home Invasion. Nick?
Yeah, and like, what do you have in your home that's worth losing? Not a wife, not a girlfriend.
Right. Well, it's
my
own
items.
Yeah. No, they could take the items. It's a home invasion and them killing me.
Mm. Okay, so you're afraid of being killed.
Yeah, in a home invasion.
In your own home, I think is the part. Because you're one.
You live in a high walk-up?
Yeah.
Dude,
I mean, what floor?
Going through a walk-up for a home invasion is pretty dedicated. If you're
So right now, I'm saying it's not a huge fear right now.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
He's just got a good feeling about you.
I think for you, your case, your unique case, home invasion's a lot more irrational.
Mm.
And to be fair, if they're going in there to steal your money or whatever, they'd really only kill you if they thought you were a threat. And
yeah, you would just be like, take it. I won't even look at you.
I would show them around like a real estate agent.
Yeah.
Come on, you look great in this. Take this. Touch my girl's ass. Go ahead.
Try this on.
You think those won't look cute? They will.
Yeah.
So
Kiff. Sale. I could go replenish it.
So what do you think, Nick?
It's home invasion's mo pussy, just because what the way Tommy described the first thing is like I a lot of us can't relate. All of us can't relate, but it's so real to him.
I mean, wanting to be loved is very relatable.
Mm.
I mean, sure, Ken, Jack, and Owen are engaged. Nick and Kyle, you have girlfriends, but DC and CM, I mean, you're with me, right, guys?
Yeah.
CM.
It's Ghost Ball, bro.
Yeah. You're talking to Cool Whip.
Call me Mayo, bro.
And Mook did find love, so.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my my 42-year-old girlfriend, her kids are afraid of home invasion, so it's a real...
Been a problem.
It's a real thing. Also, my dad takes home invasion classes.
What does that mean?
Like how to break in.
Your dad's a criminal, dude.
Yeah, he's trying
to just bring in windows to punch.
It's led by an ex-Marine, and they just have grown men come in. This Marine, like they have like a, it's all set up like in a house, and they have like dads that are like afraid of home invasions, like. Like, start in bed, oh, no. Wake up, grab an AR, fucking clear the house. It's crazy.
Fuck yeah. Does your dad keep an AR by the door?
He's got a piece.
Fuck yeah.
He's got a piece. But, yeah, once you... My thing is, I think it's more pussy about the soulmate thing, because once you accept that you'll never find true love, you start to enjoy it.
Getting gunned down by Mr. Mook trying to steal his... Trey Lance rookie card, PSA grade 2. So we are 3 for the home invasion, and you're gonna stick with the home invasion as well?
No, I'm gonna go the love thing.
The love thing. Owen?
Yeah.
I shouldn't even talk about true love for too long. I could cry.
But, oh my god, yeah, dude.
Sensitive ass boy.
Oh my god. Oh, when you see your gal at the end of the aisle, you're gonna be weeping. You're gonna be
man,
fucking...
dude. Even just at the end of the day, I know my fellas know the feeling. Oh, and yeah. For that reason, what is it going up again?
A home invasion.
Yeah, home invasions is mo pussy.
A home invasion is mo pussy. When I first said that out loud, I thought there was no chance home invasion could win. As being mo pussy than never finding the right girl who will love you for who you are.
It's a funny matchup.
But again, in the context, I guess it makes sense. So the home invasion is going to win. Next matchup is the number 3 seed versus the 14 seed. 3 seed, one we can all relate to, uh-oh. I think, very heavily. Getting in trouble with Dave.
Yeah.
And it actually,
Germans.
The one it's going up against is actually, I think, this is pretty equal footing. Getting accused of a crime you didn't do. I'm afraid of that all the time. That's a great pick. So we are being falsely accused versus getting in trouble with Dave. Let's start with you, Owen. Or actually, no, we go reverses. So it starts with me. But
obviously, getting in trouble with Dave, it's something I think we all think about 24/7. You know, I think for me, I've always just not liked being in trouble, right? Like, even as a kid, I didn't like to be in trouble with my parents or teachers or whatever. Now, Dave is our boss, so he's sort of the authority figure. And, you know, he can really get you. So that's obviously scary. And then, yeah, being accused of a crime you didn't commit and, like, being on the stand, but guys, I seriously didn't fucking do it. And knowing that, like, you know, you might not be able to prove it is really horrifying.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd go between the two of these. The falsely accused thing scares me the most because, like, you think it's just something from the movies, but then every now and then you'll be like, some story
Luigi
will come
Mangione.
Out. You'll hear about like some story.
And then you're like, what?
Dude,
happens to white guys?
Every year there'll be some story where it's like, yeah, this guy was in jail for 70 years for some crime he didn't commit that we just exonerated him for. So, like, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
So. I do hope that if this ever happened, like, say I was accused of a murder or something, people could sort of pull up my Instagram and be like, you think this guy? Or just pull up this episode and be like, you think this guy killed someone?
Yeah, right. Yeah, hopefully nothing child-related. The Sabrina Carpenter stuff will be damning.
Yeah, that was bad. A damaging clip.
Yeah, Tommy with the crowbar in the House of Mirrors was the murder. So one for falsely accused, Owen.
And that's going up against
it's being
Dave.
In trouble with Dave.
Wait, so which one do you think is more pussy?
Oh, true. It's unapplicable to everyone outside of us, but I guess for you... Okay, so it's for you. Which would Tommy be more afraid of? I think it's mo pussy to be afraid of being falsely accused, so I'll stick with it. You're definitely more afraid, rationally, of being in trouble with Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree. Especially, you started here earlier than some of us. I don't know if we were ever here for the full wrath of Dave, at least on a daily basis. I think you guys have a different...
Ken Jack was for...
I'm talking on these fellas, I think. But it seems like you guys have a different relationship with Dave than...
I mean, there would be a sweat
anybody post-2020.
Yeah, that's fair. There'd be a sweat of, if I put a little too much milk in this coffee. I used to be his coffee boy.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
I rubbed the boss's feet a little too hard.
So for me and maybe them, it sounds irrational, but that's because we see him once every 2 years.
Yeah. So one for the...
Two for him.
I'm sticking with falsely accused for no pussy.
Yeah, I can't relate to the Dave thing. I don't think Dave knows who I am. So yeah, same. I'm going to go with the Mo Pussy to be afraid of being falsely accused.
You might be right on that line of does he or doesn't he?
Yeah, he thinks I'm like all four gingers in this office combined.
That's right.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Nick?
Yeah, mine's Dave. I feel like accused of a crime I don't commit. I could get out of pretty easily. I didn't do it. I feel like I have enough alibis, enough people. There's enough cameras around nowadays to where it's like, yeah, there I am at this time. Dave is just, he writes a sentence about you to 1.3 million people. That sucks, man. That's so scary. I'm going Dave.
Well, no.
You're Dave going. Is more scary, which means you're going to think that falsely accused is Mo Pussy.
Mo Pussy.
Reverse, yeah.
Mm-hmm. KB?
Yeah, Dave is more scary. I'd be more afraid of Dave getting falsely accused of a crime he didn't commit than me.
That was a bigger shock to all of our
that
systems.
That would ruin my life more.
Yeah.
We had to say how honest he was.
I remember Dave tweeted something that about me, about just like a guy that looked like me, and I had to call Tommy and like prep a response.
So we're all falsely accused right now as being Mo Pussy Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was falsely accused when I was like 14.
What?
Yeah, we were hanging out just by a park, and these guys were like having a party in their yard, and there was like a kid who kept running through their yard. I think he might have like stole their beer or something, and they had called the cops, and they pointed, and it was like, it was that kid, and they kept saying it was me. I was like, what are you talking about? And it looked suspicious because like we were hanging out in that area, but I got cuffed. I was on the hood of the car and everything. And at that age, they're really only giving me like a yellow card. But to this day, they probably think I did it and I didn't do it. And there was nothing I could do to prove it.
Ooh. No worse feeling.
Yeah. But Dave, if Dave is mad at you, he can like, because you're not only dealing with it at work, you know, he like changes your reputation outside of the office. People screaming shit at you from their cars.
Scary.
That's definitely much scarier.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'd rather be falsely accused any day of the week. And I have.
Falsely accused is going to move on. Now we have the 10 seed versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed is the Mets winning a World Series, which I...
Yeah. Big fear of mine.
Yeah,
that I hate the Mets with a passion. I really talk a lot of shit about them online, and I fear if they won a World Series, I'd be near the top of the list of people they would
every
really want to rub it in their face.
Meek
for a
would
while.
Meek would ruin you.
What would you do?
I honestly don't know.
This might be your most pussy on the list.
I don't know. I disagree because it's
as a Yankee, like why?
I've always hated the Mets. You know, growing up, you know, on Long Island, it's your hat class is half.
You'd rather see the Red Sox win a World Series than the Mets.
Well, yes. Also, here's the thing: I've lived through the Red Sox winning four. I don't like it,
and that felt better than when the Mets got to the NLCS.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I
but also it's
I have friends who are Mets fans, and that's they're in a different league. I could root for them when they're not playing the Yankees.
It's
he's been reaping a lot. You know what I mean? Like
I never want to sow.
He never wants to sow, and that's what he's afraid of.
You're a reapist.
Yeah, you're a big time reapist.
Cut that for the
never
trial.
Falsely accused of reap, though. Yeah.
You hear it?
Self-admitted reapist.
So that's going up against the number 7 seed, which is going blind.
Yeah, I mean, that would suck.
Oh, shit.
I've never been afraid of that, so I don't know.
What?
Like, I've never been, like, just woken up like, oh, man, imagine I'm blind. Like, I'm more afraid of, but I'm not afraid of the Mets World Series. But either way, Danny, you're up first. Which one do you think is Mo Pussy for Tommy to be afraid of? The Mets winning a World
one
Series.
One of these is losing a sense.
And the other one is, losing a sense, going blind.
Oh, no, Meek Phil's going to tweet it.
Oh, Meek Phil's going to fucking destroy me at work today.
It's so much deeper than that.
It really isn't, though.
I'm afraid of Meek Phil.
Chris Klemmer's going to get me.
How is it deeper?
I'm so fucking dead,
what?
Bitch. I wish I were blind.
Going blind is scary, the thought of it, obviously, but it's so scary. It's one of those things you just can't think about. Like it could happen. I don't know how it happens. It could happen to anyone. Yeah, being afraid of Meek Phil and the boys. It's got to be Mo Pussy.
Would you?
That's great.
Would you surrender?
Fill in the board.
That's a good. That's a gang.
The fact that he's the leader of the pack. His posse. That you're afraid of.
Meek Phil and the Ghost Bulls.
So, would you surrender like a few? I don't know. Remember how exactly it works with vision? Would you surrender a few fractions off your vision if the Mets would never win a World Series?
Stronger
context. Yeah.
You genuinely believe this? This
yeah. No.
This is something you're putting on.
No.
Right?
I hate the Mets. I've been on the record. They. You know. You could check the tapes.
Mm. Why though?
I just hate them.
It'd be like Breaking Bad fans hating another show that never got any awards. Like,
no,
who cares? Enjoy that Breaking Bad happens.
Yeah, don't you think you like spin watchable. It into you making good content out of it? Or there's got to be some silver linings.
No,
this is in the same bracket as getting falsely accused of like sexual murder,
like hey, Stephen Avery.
It didn't say sexual. He did not clarify sexual. He just
we were
said
all assuming it was a Sean.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, we did all assume it, but
I was thinking murder.
It's a time
to be
bomb.
KB.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Yeah, Meek Phil and the boys facing their wrath is a little bit Mo Pussy.
What, how would you react, Tommy? What would you do?
I think I'd go dark. I don't know what I really don't know how.
That's
I'd
your
react.
Worst nightmare.
It's sort of like you don't know how you'd react until you're in it, right? Until you're, I don't know how I'd react. I really
have you thought
like
about like the scenario.
No, I tried it. Anytime it pops
into
like, my head.
I don't consider you this great Mets hater. Would you be on their mind?
He does shit on them quite a bit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure that they've been chomping at the bit to sow.
Yeah.
So two for the Mets World Series win, Nick.
Yeah, it's very, very obviously that. Like, what if they beat the Yankees in a World Series?
I mean,
would that be worse, or would you
valid. Be a thousand
would you want them
times
to,
worse?
Would you rather have the Yankees have the worst season of all time and the Mets win, or the Yankees lose to the Mets in the World Series?
The worst season of all time and the Mets win. Because then it's like, okay. We would have stopped you if we got there.
Oh, yeah, and 162.
That's the mo. Pussy.
Like, genuinely, if you guaranteed me, there's some seasons where, like this season, because both the Yankees and Mets are good, but like if you guaranteed me neither will win the World Series this year, I'd take it.
Oh my God.
Don't give it to them.
Yeah.
Three for the Mets World Series. Mook.
I can't imagine like deleting Twitter and like deleting Instagram because you're getting trolled by the gang. So Mo Pussy is the blind thing or the Mets thing. Sorry,
yeah,
the blind
yeah.
thing's a real. That's a real.
Yeah, that's a would rational
be,
fear.
Remember, they told you if you jerked off too much, you'd go
yes.
blind.
Yes,
that
I mean,
changed
also,
my life.
Remember,
dude,
that
I wouldn't be able to see the big E on the chart.
Yeah.
Wait, who told you guys that? Priests.
Yeah,
it's like
it was like it was like teachers that were like, you can go blind from jerking off.
My mom's boyfriend,
Harry Palms, my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same, I can only that. I can.
That's a, that's only your job uncle can jack off, dude. Leave the cranking to me.
I think it's also
nobody
sort of
jerks off my nephew but me.
So
that'd be a really good T-shirt. yeah. You want to jerk off my nephew, you're going to have to go through.
Like one of those ones where the text is in like every single font too. Like, I'm a Sagittarius and no one jerks off my uncle. But
I'm not the stepfather, I'm the uncle who jerks him off.
Yeah, I'm the father that stepped up and jerked off my stepson.
Keep no one calm and jerk off your nephew. Yeah.
I shaved my nephew's balls for this.
I jerked off my nephew and all I got was this T-shirt. Yeah.
Owen, you're up.
I want to talk about beating nephews all the
time. Dude, that's so funny. Just nephew beating bees, dude. Yeah.
I want bumper stickers.
Yeah. Dude, this is how we get rich.
I'll give you also beat off
a full line of.
Yeah.
Nephew masturbation merch. What were we talking about before that?
The shirts are like the man.
Wide open market.
Like the man, the legend, like the legend, the guy that jerked off his nephew.
If you could read this, you're way too close to jerking off my nephew.
There's a nephew that got jerked off by his uncle.
If you can read this, you're damn close to an uncle that jerks off.
We have to make this line. That might be the next line of bracket merch.
Right next to some like truck balls. Yeah.
Right next to molesting uncle.
Like, so proud of it.
Oh yeah, the Mount Washington. Like this car drives an uncle who jerks his nephew off.
Or like the family stickers on the back. It's a male and one boy.
It's an uncle jerking off the stick figure nephew. Oh, I'm gonna email Pilar about this. How do you feel about molester uncle merch?
Oh man, hear us out.
It was Mets versus going blind, Owen.
I think the Mets is more pussy.
Yeah,
Mets. I think a good relationship with sports to have as an adult is like wins should feel better to you than losses.
So I actually said this recently. Is I've sort of perfected fandom with the Knicks, where Knicks
you're
win,
right. You're
I'm happy. Like the Knicks win, go New York. They lose, I'll sleep a full 8 hours. I won't lose a wink.
Would this still be on your list if you didn't work here at a sports media company?
I mean, this definitely heightens it. But I hated the Mets. Like in elementary school, it would have been. Like, it was the number one fear. The only thing that mattered in my life was the Yankees.
It's funny that we're posing it as, like, a fear. And like, something you would just hate.
It's so out of your control, and your fear is Meek, Phil, and Clemmer.
If you got Hubs or Marty in here, they would attest to, like, oh, yeah, this is a huge fear of Tom. Like, this isn't...
This is always interesting about you to me, is that you're such a Tommy guy. It's like Tommy over everything, but you still tie your identity to this franchise with millions of fans.
Dare I say it, is the answer right in front of us. Is your uncle a Mets fan?
Yeah, that's what it is.
He jerked me off.
You want to do a little celebrating after?
Tommy.
I'm looking
over here.
I'm looking through like all old 2000s t-shirts right now to try and find more of them. Like,
my mom is a Mets fan. But I have a good relationship with my mom.
What? Yeah. Let her enjoy a World Series.
So that's when I was a kid, it's like, oh no, like I can't let, it's like me and my dad are Yankee fans, my mom's mad, we can't let her win. Now, as an old, it's like, all right, at least I'd be happy for my mom.
But the Yankees have the Red Sox right there.
But again,
More hateable.
Again, as a kid, and when the Yankees lost the playoff game, right, it wasn't Red Sox fans rubbing it in my face the next day. It was Met fans. If the Red Sox won the World Series, it wasn't Red Sox fans rubbing it in my face. It was Met fans acting like they won the World Series.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay, so we're going to be the winner is going to be the Mets World Series. Next up, we have the 2 seed versus.
You need therapy, Tommy.
This is the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 2 seed is CO2 poisoning, carbon monoxide poisoning.
Carbon monoxide.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I just
scary.
Carbon dioxide.
Scentless.
Carbon monoxide poisoning.
Can't smell it. Can't. Taste it or see it, just sneaks up on you. Very scary.
So carbon monoxide poisoning versus number 15 seed, kind of somewhere you're talking about the winning one before, getting left at the altar.
Yeah. Again, this sort of ties
no in. Way, dude. I think there would be like some silver linings, like you dodge a bullet and then the sympathy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the SP sympathy pussy would sympathy. Go crazy.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking pussy.
Oh yeah. Again, this sort of ties to the fact that I'm sure I won't end up marrying a woman who loves me very much, and I'm a lot to handle, and she could at the last second be like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah,
and I think that'd be just very embarrassing, borderline worse than bombing at stand up.
Yeah, so being left at the altar versus carbon monoxide poisoning,
and I think it's also important, a sort of a BR bracket reminder that I wasn't seeding these as irrational fear, so I feel like sometimes not irrational. Like, these are just my fears. Mm-hmm. We're voting on irrational.
Which one of these is mo pussy? I think they're both kind of, because I don't think people get left at the altar. Like, I just don't think. I think that's a movie thing, like not necessarily a real thing. And carbon monoxide poisoning, like that is a real thing, but it's not like you would suffer at all. You just die in your sleep. Like, you know what I mean?
It's
like
scary.
It's a scary thought, but like it's not like it's like getting hit by a car.
It's scary to think about going to bed every night being like, hope carbon monoxide doesn't take me out.
I'm way more afraid of my car being on the highway and getting smashed by another car because it's violent, scary death. Like carbon monoxide poisoning, like you don't even know how to be. You're just gone. Blink of an eye, you're gone. So like that to me is less scary, I guess. But left the altar's
I'd argue
real.
Any death that you're not prepared for and don't foreshadow at all is quite scary.
Yeah, but it's your death. Like,
If it was somebody else's death, I'd be more scared.
I'm more scared of other people's deaths than my own.
Yeah. I'm going to say...
Well, he didn't even say dead. His own death. He just said carbon monoxide poisoning. Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to just put on like a blanket deaths, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to go with being left at the altar as Mo Pussy, because I just don't think it's a real thing. Owen.
Yeah, I guess that is more pussy, yeah. I don't think, like you said, they'd probably leave you sometime before the day of.
Yeah.
Or sometime after.
Could only hope.
Even like the day of, it might happen, but like you wouldn't be get to the altar before you found out.
Yeah, it would be, yeah, the morning.
So left at the altar is going to get 2 votes here. Mook?
There are entire demographics of people that aren't afraid of like carbon monoxide poisoning. Because they don't believe in batteries or alarms in their house. The same people that called me Ghost Bull. I think the leaving at the altar is like an actual fear. I actually share that fear with you.
Thank you.
So I'm going to go Mo Pussy is the carbon monoxide, the silent killer.
I will say, in the same way people were like weaponized watching Home Alone, I do think a lot of girls saw Carrie Bradshaw leave people at the altar in Sex and the City, and they kind of put that in the back pocket.
Spoiler alert. I'm only on season
girl
2.
Power.
Oh my God.
I think movies made that more realistic. I guarantee it happened more in movies.
It was inspiring.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're going to go with the CO2 or the left of the altar Mook?
CO2 is Mo Pussy.
CO2 is Mo Pussy, Nick.
There was like the subreddit mildly interesting, and there was this guy who was like, "Hey, I'm the only person that lives in my apartment, and I came home from work one day, and there was like a plastic bag wrapped around like my stovetop, like the grill part of his stovetop, and the answer was he had a slow carbon monoxide leak that was making him do shit that he didn't even.
I've seen similar stuff like that.
People leaving themselves post-it notes.
Yeah.
They didn't know it was them.
Yeah.
So it fucks up your memory.
But you just buy a carbon monoxide detector.
They could break.
They're 2-in-1 with smoke alarms.
Those and that, and sleep with the window cracked, maybe. I'm afraid of carbon monoxide because I don't like that it's scentless.
Mm.
Let's add some smell to that. What's that up against?
Being left at the altar.
No, pussy. My goodness.
Yeah.
You're not making it to wedding day.
Yeah. Just like every day from engagement to wedding. Being
also,
like,
if you are
babe,
there,
if
you
you're
might
gonna
be
leave
sick.
Me.
Yeah. Do you think about your own wedding a lot, Tommy?
Yeah, which is crazy because I don't really plan on getting married or even want to get married anytime soon. But I think about a lot. Who would I invite? Like all of those things.
Do you think the hours and hours of content of you being a proud womanizer will affect this?
Yeah. It could, yeah.
Proud chauvinist, okay. Yeah.
Well, Tommy, you ever think about marrying a dude?
Yeah, you should be gay, dude.
I've always said I think I'm going to go gay at like 75. There's like, listen, like...
I've always said that.
Like, you know, I want pussy for a while.
Can we get a Tommy Gay countdown clock?
But like,
right, they have the
national debt. Right below that.
But like, there will be times I'm walking around the West Village and I see like 2 sassy old gay men walking a dog with coffee, and I just think
arguing about the Mets and Yankees.
Right.
And
I just think, oh my God, that is goals. Like, I don't want that now, but you know, I want to get pussy for a while. But at 75, like at 75, when you know, what's the difference between an old shriveled woman and you know, your boy.
So you want to turn one of your friends gay, also in the scenario.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Tommy has a 50-year plan.
But Tommy, what if you hit 75, you're gay? What if you love it? Won't you be filled with regret?
No, because it won't be like...
You're more arguing the bussy and the pussy diagram becomes a circle.
Right, right. Yeah. Like at that point, and your sex drive...
It's not
is,
about sex at that point.
Right, right.
That the holes begin to merge. The divergence in the holes.
Your sex drive's a lot lower at 75, too. Mm.
Also, I don't think that's true. I think they fuck like rabbits in old folks' homes.
They do.
It's a lot the highest of, STDs.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
Well... I'm gonna be gay.
He's saving his true nature for the peak of his sexual drive.
What if you were going to marry Sabrina Carpenter, but you were sick that day, and then she left you at the altar?
That would be that's a worse night.
Your uncle's like, let me. Your uncle's like, let me take you home.
Gets mad at me for that.
Yeah, and says you can't fuck your best friend at 80.
And then the Mets win the World Series that night.
Oh my God. And your uncle's like, I'll take you home, bud.
Yeah. I mean, the uncle thing I never said, to be clear.
So, no, well, that's canon.
There's a few things you know about Tommy's family. You have an aunt with huge tits, right. And then you have an uncle that jerked you off.
Yeah.
Were they
married?
You and your dad are Yankees fans, and your mom and your uncle who jerked you off.
Dude, an uncle having a mug that's like, don't talk to me until I jerked off my nephew.
Dude, that's like that. Do you remember that Nathan For You guy that like drinks his nephew's piss or whatever?
Yeah, the gas station guy. What the fuck?
But like a dude drinking out of a mug, it's like, don't talk to me until I've jerked off my nephew. And you're like, is now a bad time? He's like, no, I can chat. No, I'm good.
Yeah. Number one, jerk off uncle.
KFC should have sold JJOYN bracelets and fights SAF. JYN flags.
It's Saturdays for jerking off your nephew. Yeah. So we're three for left of the altar, one for the CO2. I think we're at KB, right?
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
Getting, yeah, being afraid of getting left at the altar is more pussy. That would be one of the more pussy things that could happen to somebody.
Danny?
I think the real fear in that would come from like all the non-refundables, all the money you put down. I knew a guy got left at the altar. Destination wedding too. I wasn't at the wedding.
Where did she go?
They dated for
like, on an island.
She met a scuba instructor.
No, but like everyone from Chicago had to fly to Florida, I believe it was, and literally night before left. Well, no, sorry. It was he didn't realize until the morning of when he was basically at the altar. All his family flew out there. The embarrassment.
Is it embarrassment?
It's pity. It's pity for sure, and you would just they dated since college, never saw it coming. It's a good like 8-9 year relationship. It's a little scary when you put it that way. CO2, I guess I'm afraid of that too, but I just realize I figure I won't know until it's too late, until I'm already dead. But yeah,
that's one of the better ways to die. Like you fall asleep, high,
peaceful.
Write yourself post-it notes.
Yeah.
I want a slow death. I want everybody rolling their eyes, being like, this guy's got
it. Yeah. Oh, man.
Get it over.
It's been a while.
I think I have to go with getting left at the altar still sounds much more pussy.
I
want
to be an inconvenience to my grandchildren.
Yes.
It's like, he's not even worth anything.
Yeah. Sabrina took everything and he married some gay guy.
He married his uncle.
Oh, he married Uncle Meek Phil after the Mets World Series.
After the Mets World Series.
Not Meek Phil. Meek Phil and the boys, was that it? Or the gang?
The boys.
Meek Phil and the boys, sorry.
The boys, please.
So now we can run through our playoffs. First up, which one's Mo Pussy? Driving on the Highway or Tom Riddle from the Harry Potter franchise? What thing is more Mo Pussy to be afraid of? Start with you, Danny.
That's got to be Tom Riddle. He's just a boy. He hasn't even turned evil yet.
He was a bully.
He was definitely a little mean, but he was also a boy.
But like not, he wasn't, I wouldn't even say he was a bully. He was just like,
I think he was creepy.
He was eerily
Was
like
it the
calm.
Last name? Would Tom Poem have had Tom the same Riddle. Effect?
Tom Crossword. Tom Crossword's a pretty cool name.
Tom Crossword's awesome. That's you guys start calling me that? Yeah.
Tom Crossword?
Yeah. Crossword.
Tom Crossword.
So one for Tom Riddle. KB?
Yeah, the fantasy teen is Mo Pussy. I mean, driving on the highway has hydroplaning, has rainstorms, snowstorms. That is scary.
Thank you.
So, Tom Riddle.
Tom Riddle, two for Tom Riddle. Nick?
I just imagine Tommy not being able to like merge into the I-Pass lane when the tolls come. I'm just getting freaked out and having to pay every time.
What's the I-Pass lane?
I don't know.
I thought it was an easy pass.
Yeah, no. I've done that before. I couldn't.
Oh, it's where like you have certain lanes where you actually pay the toll.
Those are horrifying. Everyone sort of merges together and then they all.
You don't get much heads up time either. Yeah. No, it just happens.
Yeah. Nick?
Yeah, give me the fictional high schooler.
That's not even. He's double fictional because he's not even real within the universe of Harry Potter. He's like a ghost. He's like an apparition from a book.
Oh, sounds pretty scary.
Wait a second.
A ghost?
Yeah, but then when he
grows up to be Voldemort.
When you list off all the villains in Harry Potter, all the Death Eaters, Tom Riddle's not even making it.
Like the teen Tom Riddle?
Tom Riddle's Voldemort, no?
Yeah, but not when he's Tom Riddle. Yeah,
it's just Tom Riddle, to be clear. It's 14-year-old Voldemort, so it's only
not
when he's 14-year-old.
Not to be confused with Voldemort.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with him.
Three for Voldemort, or Tom Riddle, sorry. Mook?
Don't say that.
Yeah, thinking Tom Riddle's in your closet is pretty fucking pussy.
Yeah.
I actually agree with you on the driving one, but I don't know if that like helps your case. It's still a pussy situation. I'm going to go Tom Riddle.
Tom Riddle is going to move on.
Mo pussy.
Owen?
Yeah, echo everybody. Highway's not bad, but there are points to it. I mean, you're just like afraid of Mouth McFadden from One Tree Hill.
Never seen it, but he sounds scary.
Mouth.
Six people will. They'll like it a lot.
You're gonna get like one comment like in the on the YouTube. Like, oh, and you same you know hair. Me. You know me, brother.
No, those are the ones that always turn into the top comment.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. it'll be a first, and then oh, and you get me. So Tom Riddle,
and then there'll
on.
Be one that says you should kill yourself.
Yeah, that's the third one. Yeah. Usually,
oh, I love those ones.
Yeah.
So Tom Riddle is going to move on. Now we have the Mirror Maze at the Funhouse versus the Power Grid going down. Which one is a mo pussy? Which one is mo pussy to be afraid of? I gotta say, I'm not afraid of the power. I'm a little afraid of the Power Grid going down. It's the Mirror Maze. It's the Mirror Maze.
What's the cyberbullying tweet? Like, close your eyes.
Yeah,
like,
well, close your eyes. You're really fucked.
Log off. Like,
yeah. Dude, you're probably there with friends at a funhouse at a carnival.
If you couldn't see the mirror. Like, if it was dark.
Yeah. That would be very scary, actually.
Like scary.
An all dark Mirror Maze.
But again, this is one I've conquered a few times. I've never conquered the Power Grid going down. Mm.
So, one for the Mirror Maze, Owen.
Mirror Maze.
Mirror Maze. Mook.
Yeah, the Mirror Maze would only be scary if there was like an active shooter in it. Like,
that would suck. Yeah. It would
be everywhere.
Great movie idea.
Yeah, it would suck
or
for the shooter.
Your uncle chasing you around trying to shoot you off. So it's definitely the Mirror Maze. The Power Grid's it's a real fear. People are prepping for that.
Mirror Maze, Nick?
Yes. Why did I pretend to think? Mirror Maze
versus the Power Grid going down. That's fair, KB.
Mirror Maze. That's strong for Hosey. Adult
Maze. Make more sense to be afraid of Harvey Weinstein's Miramax.
Miramax. Yeah.
yeah.
Danny.
Mirror mazes are run by high schoolers.
Yeah.
Like, there's one in Navy Pier. It's
what
like
are they
going to
do if things go south?
It.
Nothing.
Fair. But there is a chaperone nonetheless. Mirror Maze.
Mirror Maze is going to move on. So which one of these goes into the final? The Mirror Maze or Tom Riddle, the fictional boy?
It's got to be Mirror Maze. Chalk me up as Mirror Maze.
One for Mirror Maze. KB?
Something people Mirror do Maze. To have fun.
Mirror Maze.
Yeah, but the fun house is getting some votes here, Nick.
Come on. It's the Mirror Maze, the thing that kids giggle in.
Three for the Mirror Maze. Mook?
Yeah, being afraid of something where you have to like hand a high schooler like two tickets to get into.
Is it that or cotton
bad.
Candy?
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll see you on the other side, brother.
Cotton candy is scarier than the Mirror Maze.
You're right. With the cavities?
Mm-hmm. The cavities, it's sticky. The little the spit beads.
Cotton candy
the
sucks.
Fear of stained teeth. There's tons of
that are slide
you guys
whistle.
Are fucking pussies.
The film it leaves on the mouth. Ugh.
We're all Mirror Maze right now.
No pussy.
I'm going to be honest, I was ready to go Tom Riddle, but I haven't seen Harry Potter.
So you have
Tom
no
Riddle,
idea.
Is he scary himself in the books?
Based on still images, he's not.
He was just the book that Harry was writing in, he was writing back to him, and then it turns out that Tom Riddle, like, after time, could physically manifest himself as, like, a ghost. He's like a hologram of Tom Riddle.
Ooh,
a hologram of a teen boy.
Scary.
Yeah, but he appears later in the movies, like, when they show him intimidating that old wizard.
He's in Chamber
of
Secrets.
He's talking to the teacher about Horcruxes.
Yeah.
It's all strictly hypothetical, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know a lot of movie
He does. He just pulls out the hyper-slide.
You know a lot of odd
ones.
Movie quotes.
Of course,
yeah. Remember when me and Danny had our Grinch off?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You also had
I still think about it.
You also had a weird Forrest Gump quote, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, you said what was your favorite Forrest Gump quote? Was that me?
Or was it somebody else?
It was White Sox Dave, maybe.
Somebody had a Forrest Gump quote where they quoted a quote that no one had ever heard of in the same movie.
It was
movie
air conditioning.
I must have had me.
Who was that?
Che. That's right. Yeah. So either way, Mirror Maze is going to move into the finals. On the other side, being falsely accused of a crime or a home invasion. For me, these are both very reasonable things.
These
to be
are both
afraid.
Scared.
I know.
Which should you be? Which is mo pussy? Being afraid of being falsely accused or being afraid of a home invasion? I think it's mo pussy to be afraid of being falsely accused because it's less likely to happen. That's my only rationale here, Owen.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if anybody genuinely innocent is worried about, like, actively worried about false accusations.
You've got to have a dark conscience to be terrified of that.
Yeah.
Fuck, they found out.
All love, but I've never known a non-sex pest to be accused of one.
Yeah, like you kind of have to. You have to be hiding something.
No.
Yeah, it's always like
the
pussiest
thing.
They undid the rest of the iceberg, but you're always showing the tip at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So for that reason,
two for the falsely accused. Then,
yeah,
false. It's almost like your alibi is something worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like I couldn't have been doing that. I was. With my nephew.
You got my back if the cops come, right? Here, you tell him I was jerking you off.
Get a little bit closer. You can read my t-shirt.
You still want those handies from Uncle Tommy? You go up there and you lie to them.
Oh, my God. Jesus fucking Christ.
Dude, I've been thinking about that.
That's the line? Yeah, I guess. I just didn't want it to be me.
I've been thinking about that because like now, since I'm an uncle, Uncle Jack sounds so creepy. Like, oh. It's such a creepy name. I
Uncle
hate it.
Uncle Jack.
It's such a creepy... I think because if It's Always Sunny, too, that is Uncle
Please,
Jack.
Please, call me Hand Jack.
Yeah. You want to jack off with me? With
Uncle... I think Uncle Nicky also... Uncle... Like, when you have the E. Like, Uncle Nicky, Uncle Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncle Tom... Oh, never mind. That also...
Yeah, I can't really go by Uncle...
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
I was going to ask, but I guess not. Are you going to ever become Tom?
We talked about this last week when you weren't on.
You ever going to grow the fuck up?
I don't think so. I mean,
we said
see.
You need to get really buff to be considered a Tom or get older.
I mean, I do like my friends from high school and like childhood call me Tom. My family calls me Thomas. The world calls me Tommy. So it's sort of
pretty hot way to relax, by the way.
Yeah. He's in head position. Come here.
Let me put a pillow under you.
So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm really comfortable going by all three.
So, like, my youngest brothers, we called him Tommy forever. And then when he became a Marine, now he's huge, fucking massive. Now he's Tom.
Yeah.
And I think that now
in my
head.
This.
Yeah, I think that's now the thing. You need to get huge.
Serve.
Yeah, or serve. You want to join?
Not really.
So, two for a falsely accused. Mook?
I'm going to go falsely accused here. Mm-hmm. Home invasion. I still get a little creeped out.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear noises.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it scary when you guys go home to your parents than in the city?
Yes,
oh, yeah,
dude. It's way too quiet.
Yeah.
My parents, two nights ago, 4:30 in the morning, somebody was pounding on their door.
What?
My dad brought the peace down.
Mm-hmm.
As he should.
But then he checked the neighborhood Facebook group. It was a rambunctious teens ding-dong ditching.
My house was robbed in high school.
Really? What? Well, yeah. No one was home?
No one was home. We were down the shore.
Mm.
But what'd they take? My dad's Luau Cinder rookie car.
No.
My mom's jewelry. Fuck it.
Oh, damn. Shit, that sucks.
Ah, damn.
We got cleaned out.
Yeah, and that's why Mr. Mook carries the piece now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's taking classes.
Exactly.
Fucking ex-Marines.
I lost a Luau Cinder.
Yeah.
My God. It was a PSA 9, dude.
Really?
Big loss. Big loss.
So we're all falsely accused right now, Nick.
You should re-get it for him.
We're trying, but they're expensive.
Yeah.
That's like you're by your parents' house if you're hood rich. You'd buy the Luau Cinder.
Yeah. PSA 9 Luau Cinder.
Yo, hey, cool, Ma, we made it.
Cool Whip bought me this Luau Cinder car.
You're probably going to have to work again, but here's a...
You're going to have to keep working.
Have to keep working.
But I got you this card. Nick.
Yeah, home invasion still sounds get me. I have like the bars on my door to like... Because I'm like ground level.
You ever see those preppers that go to hotels and they like they like mount like a siege defense?
Dude, chicks going on like cruises alone will bring like a whole extra door to put in front of the door. Yeah, if you live somewhere bad, just move.
No,
to
not even living.
Really
I just
nice.
I meant I wouldn't live anymore.
Oh,
period.
So that's a little bit more real than. Wait, what is
being
this
falsely accused?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's like you kind of like Owen said, have to have a guilty conscience.
I mean, my cousin Benny, Mike, it did happen in that one movie.
Yeah, but he really fucked that up.
Mm-hmm. That was a bad defense.
I mean, Navi didn't make the list.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Yeah, fuck the people in Avatar.
Yeah, the big blue
you
guys.
Forgot about the Navi.
They have their own language.
Yeah, I'm going falsely accused.
Falsely accused. Mo pussy. KB.
We had help.
On August 21st.
We have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance. Mutiny. Rated R.
Yeah, to be actively afraid of that, it implies something.
Yeah, what if you've done bad, but you've gotten away with it.
That, like, weighs on you? Yeah.
I don't know, because Tommy looks really casual right now, which makes me think that it's not the case.
Yeah, couldn't it be me? Guy who's committed crimes.
God. He's right.
Yeah. Would a guy who's committed a crime be sitting with his hands behind his head?
Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're worried about being falsely accused, you're worried about a lot of things. Just the constant.
I mean, I just had 25 for no list.
Yeah, I think it's more pussy to just be constantly paranoid for no reason.
It'd be funny if Tommy and his uncle were named in the freak offs.
No, they don't use baby oil.
Yeah, no, they're dry jacking. Yeah, falsely accused is going to move on. Now we have the being left at the altar versus the Mets winning a World Series. Which one is mo pussy?
Jesus Christ, Tommy.
Starting with you,
dude. You're like,
you guys asked for this episode.
Right. I'm a pathetic dude. I'm aware of that. I'm like, I'm in no ways am I a man, but you are a. Dude, you make me look like a regular guy.
Thank you. I just try to bring out the best of my boys.
You do, man.
Yeah.
So be one for being left at the altar versus the Mets winning World
Who's
Series.
That masculine
Danny?
Hunk with Tommy. <It's> me.
His uncle.
Danny.
Yeah, I'll say it again. Being afraid of me, Phil and the boys, Clemmer and the gang. Bad as it gets, bro. Compared to being left at the altar.
I actually think, like, getting left, if I'm putting myself into your guys' shoes, I think getting at the altar, left at the altar is the way more pussy fear. Like,
yeah, it's a pussy thing for a guy to.
There is something about, like,
we're all afraid of it.
There is something about
loud.
Sports fandom where you don't want to see your rivals win and all that. Like, getting left at the altar as a guy, I mean,
I'm not
afraid
rivals
of it.
With the Mets, though.
No, there's a rival.
There's
our top rival.
Well, no.
In my mind.
I think in my brain, I'm just not afraid of being left at the altar. You know what I mean? That's like not a thought that's crossed my mind.
Right. If that's an active fear instead of like...
Like if I was insecure in my relationship, then yeah, I'd be super fucking afraid of it.
But like, I don't know how you could get to the point of wedding day.
Yeah.
And that's like, there's a lot of other times to
she
back
has a
out.
Schizophrenic break.
Yeah. Maybe. If she has like multiple personalities and the one
yeah,
that hates
I mean,
you
and
is
your
on
friends and neighbors,
that day.
The
I mean,
sister.
At that point, dodge the bullet, no?
Yeah, true.
So one for the Mets from Danny. KB?
I feel like the Mets one doesn't come from a place of like you're actually frightened.
No.
You would just hate for that to happen because it would annoy you.
I think like your stomach would sink if that happened. Like, you know what I mean? Like you would feel like legitimately sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not sad when they win. You're pissed.
Right, I guess it's two different feelings.
Mm. So you're going to go with left at the altar, KB?
But then you're also afraid of Frank, Meek, Clemmer.
I mean, I think about the Mets winning the World Series more than I think about being left at the altar.
Mm-hmm.
I check the box scores every day.
So which one are you going with, KB?
I think it's more pussy to be afraid of a hypothetical like fiance leaving you at the altar. Yeah.
I think Tommy deep down knows he's going to choose the wrong girl for the wrong reasons.
Yes.
That's a good psychological examination. Nick?
Seems like a not if, but when.
Yeah. I will be divorced.
See, I was going to marry you.
Yankees have so many championships. Like,
I mean, not that I've really seen. There's no doubt that I get
what
divorced.
What do you mean? You don't remember any?
I mean, I remember 2009. Like, I can't remember all 27.
you
like,
weren't
your
even
best defense is like, act like you've been there before. Like, I wouldn't be doing that. Like, there's an easy out.
There's not.
And it's
trust
it's
me, I've run the
I've simulations.
Run the simulations.
So which one are you going
with? Yeah, it's the Mets winning the World Series.
Two for Mets winning the World Series, one for being left at the altar. Mook?
I'm going to go Mets also.
Mets also. Three for the Mets, one for being left at the altar. Owen?
Yeah, it's the Mets. I don't know, like, at least the random hypothetical of you getting left at the altar like that would shake you to your emotional core and affect your daily life and your personal life.
Yeah.
The other wouldn't at all.
Mm-hmm.
Disagree. A lot of mean tweets.
It just wouldn't. I don't know. Like your life is exactly the same.
I mean, I like that we're having this conversation because if it does happen one day, I'll sort of sit with this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll be my defense. I don't care. My life's not changed.
I'm just like, and thinking in my head of like you being left at the altar, and the first thing you just hear is like Clemmer being like, "Oh my god," or like Meek Mill at your wedding.
Yeah, Meek's just like, "Where'd you go, Tommy?
Where'd you go, Tommy?"
Left you like Juan Soto left the Yankees.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, having your wife leave you at the altar with Meek Phil in attendance.
Oh, your life's done. That's way worse. That should be your actual biggest fear on this entire thing.
God, he'd have so much troll ammo.
Holy shit. Mets winning the World Series versus being falsely accused of a crime. Which one of these is more pussy? I go first. Mets winning the World Series between the two of these. Owen.
Yeah, I guess being actively afraid of being falsely accused of a crime is less pussy and more like actively predatorial.
Yeah. Again, this was not predatory.
Like, you're not a pussy.
In my head, it was murder.
None of my friends have this fear.
That's a fear.
It's not like I'm constantly thinking, like, today's the day it happens. But when you watch something about, like, a trial or, you know, a movie or a show, and it's like, man, what if they just really didn't fucking do it?
I know, but you know that there are tons of conflicts in movies and shows that don't resonate with you the same way that this one does.
No, but in true crime docs. I haven't watched the Karen Reed.
I know, but you didn't mention that you're afraid to be murdered.
Well, I am afraid to be murdered.
I know, but not top 16. You're more afraid
I did different ways.
Accused of sexual misconduct.
Yeah, you're assuming this
was not sexual misconduct.
It was pretty clear.
That is exactly what it is.
It was pretty
I swear to God,
the subtext was crystal.
Head, it was murder.
So which one are you going for, Owen?
What's it going
on? Which one's more pussy? Mets World Series win.
Yeah, that's more pussy.
Two.
The other one's predatorial.
Two for the Mets World Series win. Mook?
Tommy, like your uncle, I kind of want to beat this fear out of
you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With the falsely accusing, because like, you crave fame. This would make you famous.
That's
if
true.
You were to fight in a.
Yeah, but not for
in,
all
in
the right
reasons.
I mean, if
case.
I came out on top, oh, my God.
You are coming out at 75.
Right.
Eventually, you will have.
Yeah.
I think the Mets, I just don't like, I don't know, man. The Mets thing to me is like what you're gonna shrivel up in a ball and stay inside your apartment and stay off social media because they win. Like
yes.
you'll be all right.
You're correct.
That's exactly how it would go.
So the Mets World Series. Nick.
Yeah, Mets World Series. That's I guess maybe I just can't put myself in your shoes of like that fandom.
I think that's sort of where everyone's at.
Yeah, I think maybe if there were more sports guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I give some context to it as a Yankees fan. And
yeah,
I mean,
right.
Disagree
with the fans over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's different.
Right.
Wait, yeah.
I
don't think, like, the Patriots just won a bunch of Super Bowls. I don't think a big fear of a Patriots fan would be a Jets Super Bowl. I think they would be like, who cares? Let them have one.
I think it's for different for you and me because we don't shit on Mets fans. Like goes after he's speaking of predatorial versus Mets fans.
Right,
Tommy's a predator.
I feast.
Yeah,
on
that that's something more. Like,
I make
why
photo.
Do, like, why,
I make
like, why
photo
do you do that? I guess that's what we're getting at.
Grimace
that's weird that you do that
from the just content, yeah. Baby.
Yeah,
yeah.
We made a lot of
it's the job. Yeah, so I just can't relate to that. So I'm going to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, would a worst case scenario be the Mets win and everyone just ignored you?
No, that would be great.
No one rubbed it in
your
face.
Oh, that would kill
no.
you.
That's a 90% chance.
I would love that.
Okay.
That's the big fear, Kyle. 100%.
So which one?
Yeah, there's something deeper lying underneath.
If you went to a Mets game, do you think people would, like, boo you?
No.
Your biggest fear is the Mets World Series parade marching down 7th Avenue and you're searching Twitter for at Tommy Spino.
Yes.
There's nothing.
Nothing is,
nothing
no
is coming up.
Right.
How soon would Meek Phil let... Like, Meek Phil would be weeping and crying... He wouldn't think about you for a little bit. And that's your closest
He would
Mets.
Rub it in the next day. Him and Clemmer. Clemmer honestly would be worse than Meek Phil.
You think so?
Clemmer's from Boston. Who
Clemmer's
gives a fuck?
Clemmer's more biting.
Clemmer would be running lines on you, I think. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a little bit different. But yeah, either way, the Mets are going to win. KB and Danny, I'm assuming you're going for Mets as well?
Yeah, this is almost like one of those Maury Povich weird phobias. So I don't really know how to.
I think you guys. I think it's like a sports fandom thing.
But I'm trying to. I'm trying to put this into perspective, like for everybody here. Like,
I think maybe you're just most afraid of like not being noticed.
No,
that
I would love if they want. I would love to fly under the radar.
No, don't worry. We figured out the subtext of all of these.
This has been good
therapy.
You're
afraid of irrelevancy.
Yeah. Either way, again, Mets World Series is going to move on. Now we have our finals matchup. And Tommy, for this one, I think you should vote this time.
Okay.
So which one of these is Mo Pussy, the fear of the Mets winning the World Series or the fear of the Funhouse's mirror maze?
Oh my God.
I think it's more pussy to be afraid of a Funhouse mirror maze.
So one for the Funhouse mirror maze. I think also I would say the Funhouse mirror maze. I think that's, I don't understand how you can be really afraid of that. Unless if it was dark out, like you took the lights off it, it'd be horrifying, but I think lights on.
That's just sort of a dark maze.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you put one of those, have you seen the really frazzled older white women in TikTok videos who like don't understand how if you put a sheet of paper in front of a mirror, it still sees her hand?
Lose their fucking marbles.
If you put one of them in here, that would be really scary.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think this one finally dethrones the Mets championship. I don't think a lot of people would care about Tommy, but he'd get a tweet or two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that would kill
I'll
me.
Concede that.
You know, people say it's better to be hated than ignored. Disagree. Mm. I'd much rather be ignored.
So three for the mirror maze, Mook.
I've been trying to visualize like what a Mets World Series win looks like. Like you're in the gambling cave, and like Clemmer pantses you when they finally do it. Like there could be maybe something there. But the funhouse is just. It's one of the pussiest things I've heard in a long time.
Especially there'd be like little children enjoying it in the same view.
Laughter.
Nick,
at least with the funhouse mirror maze, there's like a physical level of maybe claustrophobia, like getting lost, anxious, nervousness, seeing like overstimulation. The Mets winning the World Series, you don't have to consume. You don't have to look online. You just have to face Meek Phil.
Scary.
No, yeah. It's that,
I wouldn't want to. I don't want him as an enemy. He's one of my strongest allies. Yeah. But there's no physical panic or anything that can come from that. I'm going Mets World Series.
Oh, Mets World Series. So one vote for the Mets World Series. KB.
I guess like, I can see like you're stripped of all of your control and power over guys like Meek Phil, and that might concern you. I think the character in the Youth Wizard film might be the most pussy.
Yeah, I don't know how that's got out of here.
You can bonk your head in a mirror maze. I'm gonna go the mirror maze.
The mirror maze. It's gonna win, but Danny.
Yeah, I think when we all think back to mirror mazes, the last time we were in one was like when we were 8 years old.
Not me.
You might have been afraid of it.
We bodied it.
Epic.
Due to like getting lost, but mind you, this is not like a haunted house. This is just a fun house full of mirrors. that's the pussier one.
That's the pussier one. That means that the mirror maze is going to be the champion of the bracket. Which one of Tommy's fears is the most pussy? You think it's worthy champion?
Yeah. It was in the chain game. Like it's a distant fear to some of the others, mm-hmm. but I do understand if we're just voting on what's like the most pussy one. Sure.
Can we make you do this?
Yeah, I mean I've done mirror mazes.
No, I know.
Before.
Can you find one within the next 2 weeks and go to one?
Yeah. Can we put like a GoPro on you or something?
A scary one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a black diamond.
Black diamond mirror maze.
Can we send you to the hardest in the world?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the winner of the bracket, episode 176. Look out for the molester uncle line. Should be in your store. Link will be in the description if we are allowed to do it. Until then, we'll see you guys next week.